You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. Cannabis enthusiasts are counting down to the new year, anticipating a new era of legal marijuana. After being treated like criminals for decades, marijuana dealers are going legit. But get this, with more than 3,000 medical and recreational dispensaries across the country, only 1% of them are owned by people of color. 1%. That's according to a 2016 report by BuzzFeed News. Oakland is trying to change that by giving people who are impacted by the war on drugs a leg up in the marijuana business permitting process. But permits alone can't create equity or successful businesses. And if Oakland's cannabis businesses fail, fewer people will benefit from the larger goals of job creation and tax revenue promised by legalization. KALW's Holly J. McDeed reports.
Andre Shavers says everything he knows about the marijuana business he learned from hawking soda to fans in the bleachers of the Oakland Coliseum and hustling candy at school.
You know, it's as far as fulfilling their need and order and making sure that they're happy at the end. Everything is taken care of.
Now he runs a cannabis delivery service called The Medical Strain.
I think the Girl Scout cookies is one of the favorites, and then Gorilla Glue number 4.
But Shavers' entrepreneurial spirit came at a cost. In 2007, police found 7 grams of marijuana in his home. He was sentenced to 5 years probation. He calls this racial profiling.
The profiling, it was to an extreme around that time. For them to punish you for those small amounts, such as what I was punished for, like, it's kind of like, I'm seeing like, wow.
It's not just his imagination. People like Shavers, young, black, a resident of East Oakland, were more likely to be arrested for marijuana crimes in Oakland. Marijuana use is roughly equal among black people and white people across the country. But in 2015, African Americans made up a disproportionate number of the city's marijuana arrests, 77%. Now that the marijuana market is going professional, the city is tasked with issuing permits for new marijuana businesses. So Oakland officials designed an equity program. The city will issue half of its permits to people impacted by marijuana-related arrests or enforcement. But what the equity program doesn't provide, at least not right away, is capital, education, or real estate. Organizations like the Hood Incubator aim to bring more people of color into the legal cannabis industry. They host legal clinics, business training courses, and public policy parties, like this one at an art gallery in downtown Oakland.
If you're interested in Oakland, stand up and shake around like this. Stretch it out.
James Anthony is a guest speaker here. He's a cowboy hat-wearing cannabis attorney. He has the kind of energy you'd find in a Richard Simmons workout video.
I need your brains, I need your bodies, I need your blood, I need your engagement, I need you focused. Okay.
You'd think everyone here would be on board with the city's equity program, but the devil is in the details. And the city's efforts to help equity applicants find space to do business has non-equity applicants scrambling. General applicants can still get a leg up in the permitting process if they provide free rent to equity applicants like Shavers.
You gotta either give away 1,000 square feet, which you probably don't have, or you gotta pay somebody's rent somewhere else for 1,000 square feet.
In Oakland, at least, almost everyone agrees with the goal of helping people who were unfairly punished by the war on drugs. But they disagree on exactly how to give them the best chances of success. Businesses need to profit or they fail. Anthony says the equity requirements ask so much of cannabis entrepreneurs that the city's rules set up small businesses for failure. His advice? Anyone who isn't an equity applicant or who can't provide space for someone who is should set up shop somewhere else.
But everybody else is not equity qualified. You're done. You need to go somewhere else. Come on down. We'll figure it out. There's 540 local governments in California. You ain't stuck in Oakland.
Chip Moore, the CEO of 420 Blackbirds, is in the crowd nodding along in agreement.
There's nothing about cannabis or capitalism that has ever been fair.
After 2 years of searching, Moore finally has a warehouse in West Oakland. He plans to open a cannabis cultural center that he says will include the largest dispensary in the world. But first, he needs a license, and Oakland is only offering permits for 8 new brick-and-mortar dispensaries. Moore says the equity process is messing with his chances.
Although I am a black CEO, I don't qualify for the equity permitting program.
That's because he lives in Berkeley. Moore has no faith in capitalism or free enterprise to level the playing field, but he thinks he can do it himself. He plans on hiring and training people from West Oakland and giving them tools to make it in the cannabis industry. He says that would make a bigger difference than any city policy ever could.
Oakland has narrowed it that we're cutting off opportunities. And that whole, circular firing squad of a, cannabis fairness project, this is where it's leaving an African-American CEO who's trying to make a difference in West Oakland.
Everyone's grumbling. More because equity applicants are in line ahead of him to get a permit, just because of where he lives. Shavers because of lack of affordable commercial real estate. I met Shavers in his lawyer's office in downtown Oakland. Shavers talks to his attorney, Roy Stanley, before he makes most business moves.
We've heard horror stories about, unscrupulous lawyers and other people saying, I can find you a black person.
The equity program is a flawed bureaucratic system, but it's one way to balance the odds for Shavers and others and give him the chance he needs to build his business. In the end, after consulting his lawyer, Shavers decided not to team up with a non-equity applicant, find his own space, and strike out on his own. For Cross Currents in Oakland, I'm Holly J. McDeed.